Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the Friday edition. As we kick off hour number one of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Coming up here tonight, we've got some news about your little your favorite little organization, Mark, the Republican Liberty Caucus.
I do like them.
And one man that they have endorsed that I don't think that you will like at all. We'll get into that. Plus, also, another news from the grand old party. Looks like Minnesota has blocked a candidate for governor because she has ties, or Minnesota's GOP, because she has ties to the Libertarian Party. We'll explain that coming up here as well. Well, also, how far away are we from life without government whatsoever? Plus, the environment. Is it really a scary situation out there? What do we need to do about it? Johnson, you've got a report on that. Plus, the Iranian liar that we talked about last night. The guy that made up that story about the yellow stars or whatever it is that they were allegedly putting on people. Turns out he had a face-to-face meeting with somebody in our government today. We'll explain that coming up. 800-259-9231.
Really? That yellow star thing was fake?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about that.
Total fabrication.
Wow.
Yep. And so we're going to the phones. Let's talk to Paul in Texas, because this is the show about your calls. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Paul.
I was in a gun show in Austin, a gun store early in Austin today, and the owner had the consent from the Minutemen to set up a collection point for donations.
Okay.
And I don't think he has any advertisement about it, and I thought we should get it out on the air, if that's all right.
Well, this is a national radio show, so I don't think most of our listeners really care. I'm afraid that's not really going to go over too well. But what else was on your mind? Did you have an issue that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I agree with his stance on stopping illegal immigration, not giving them amnesty. I know that's one of the topics you brought up.
Right. Actually, we just got on the air, so I mean, it's all right. You want to talk about immigration? That's fine. You say that you agree with stopping it. How are you going to go about doing that?
Well, if our government would enforce the laws that are on the books, that would solve most of the problem.
Well, my experience is when they enforce the laws that are on the books, like let's use something where they're trying to prohibit, say, the drug war. People get hurt and they screw it up and people die. I mean, I'm not sure
people are getting hurt and they're screwing up our country down here in Texas, especially on the border.
Wait. How are they screwing up how are they screwing up the country?
Go down to the border, Laredo, El Paso, to the people that are trying to work ranches there. And I've walked them, and they have so much excrement in some of the high traffic areas that you can't walk out there. They leave their clothing, they leave needles, you name it. And then,
Now hold on a second. Do you think
if we made it legal for them to come into this country that they wouldn't have to sneak across, leave excrement in their clothing and stuff like that?
We cannot take all the people that want to come into this country.
Sure, we can.
There comes a point where you have to stop it.
You ever been to Utah?
Hold on a second. Now I want to explore this. Why is it that there's a point where it has to be stopped?
Hey, let's take everybody in the world that wants to come here for whatever reason.
Yeah.
First of all, our welfare system. Our medical system.
Are you a socialist?
Our education system.
No,
I'm not.
I just want to make sure. So you don't support welfare, do you?
No, I don't.
So why do you want to protect welfare?
The current system is going to destroy. I pay taxes, and everything that I go, it always goes up. It never goes down.
So you're basically a big government conservative that wants to make government even bigger. Is that right?
No, I'm an independent, and I want it to stop because government keeps coming back to me and squeezing me by the throat and saying, you're going to give us more money to help these people that just came here from another country, and these people that choose not to work.
I've got a question for you. Why then, I mean, don't you feel that we should be focused more, instead of focusing on ending immigration, which is an issue that a lot of people are talking about right now, don't you feel that we should be focused on ending welfare?
I agree. We should. There's an entitlement mentality in this country that
if
is self-perpetuating.
If we stopped welfare, would you open up the borders? Let free people cross borders freely?
Legal immigration is very important, and there are people that go through years of
I don't mean a bunch of government bureaucracy that we would make people go through. I'm talking about real freedom like your ancestors entered this country in, because your ancestors didn't fill out a bunch of documents before they left, and they weren't poked and prodded and looked at and waited decades.
Yes, they were. They went to Ellis Island. They were held in confinement before they were released.
For 3 days. And then their last name was screwed up. 3 days and their last name was messed up. I'm sorry, that does not count.
And they came into this country and they went into Wisconsin and they built everything that they had. They weren't handed anything.
Great. Would you support holding aliens for 3 days and then letting them come in?
If we had no welfare.
If they don't have drug resistant tuberculosis and they're not violent felons, sure, why not?
I'm with you.
Okay, so I'm curious though. We've got what, 20 million estimated illegal immigrants here in this country, or something like that. Several million of them. Where's the TB outbreak, man?
Go to the border. They have drug resistant tuberculosis in the jails from the illegals that are in there. They have them in the schools. Polio's coming back.
Wait a second. Now, jail and school are two similar things. They're institutions, and ones I don't, you know, people don't generally get that close in confinement. I don't think that you have the same thing to worry about from somebody that you see in the supermarket.
I'm really curious.
They're in the emergency wards.
I thought that most of the illegal immigrants were fairly poor. How are they all getting TB medication to become resistant to tuberculosis?
No, the strain of tuberculosis that they're bringing into this country is resistant to the drug regimen that we normally use to treat tuberculosis.
How did that happen? Drug resistance comes about from people taking medications to get rid of a drug.
No, it is a new strain. It's a new strain of tuberculosis that is resistant to the drugs that we've used to treat it in the past.
Well, and it only exists in jails, is that right? It only exists in jails?
It's coming across the borders. It's in schools.
Right.
They've encountered it in emergency rooms.
Why is it we haven't heard about this? I mean, this is the first I've heard of it.
You understand that TB is pretty virulent, right?
I mean, yes, it is.
If there was such a thing as drug-resistant tuberculosis,
there'd be an outbreak.
And I just don't believe this. I think that this
it's on the Internet.
Right.
Send us a link.
There's a lot on the Internet.
Send us a link. We've never seen it.
It comes from the UN.
What?
The WHO. The World Health Organization is the one that identified it.
Okay.
And
that's credible how?
What I'm saying is this stuff should sweep the nation.
Well, the World Health Organization has some very credible people that work for it. I don't agree with the UN and a lot of things that they do, but
you'll agree with them on this one, huh? You'll agree with them when it supports your position?
There are a lot of very professional people that are experts in their field, that are drawn to it because they feel that they're doing some good for the world.
That might be true, but actually if you look into the WHO, you find out it's just a big bureaucracy, slow, lumbering, and stupid, just like every other bureaucracy is. But yet, you'll support it when they support your political position.
No, I'm not supporting it. I'm saying that the people that are there are professionals. They're
so
very
well
educated.
So where's the breakout, man? If it's drug-resistant, where is this breakout at? It should be spreading rapidly. We should be, you know, there should be news reports about,
we've heard about
avian influenza, and that's not even here.
Yeah, right, it hasn't killed anybody.
I think you're pretty much just hearing things from this sort of network of anti-immigration crackpots,
You guys come to the border, and you live with people.
We live in Florida, man.
Come to Texas. The Cubans are much more advanced people than the Mexicans that are coming across the border.
Oh, really?
You live with them and their culture, and the way that they keep garbage in their house, the way they don't wash themselves.
So this is a racist thing now, isn't it?
No, it's because of their culture.
You're showing your true colors, man.
No, it's their culture, the way that they were raised. This is what they're used to living in Mexico.
Cuba's a lot more of a clean place, right?
Have you ever been outside of Mexico City?
Have you ever been to Cuba?
I don't need to go to Cuba.
Oh,
I've been to Mexico. Go to the shanty towns and look at the squalor they live in.
But, dude, you just told me Cuba was better than Mexico.
Well, and you've never been there. Before we go,
Cubans in this country are more advanced people. Culturally,
wait a second.
Lived in squalor, they don't have the education.
I get it. I got it. You don't have to berate the point. I understand. Now, what about the Irish people that lived in mud huts 120 years ago that wanted to come to this country and, you know, built the infrastructure of some of our major cities?
Oh, they're white. It's okay. Thanks for the call, Paul. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Just out-and-out racism. His true colors were showing. Let's continue talking about immigration. In fact, turns out there's four distinct groups in America with different opinions on this.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives, an entire year's worth of shows right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them. There's no logging in, membership fee, or any of that stuff. All those other talk shows want you to go through to get your hands on their archives. We just give them away at freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we just got off the phone with Paul in Texas, and
it makes me crazy. These folks are un-American. Un-American. They stand behind the flag and they wave it, and they are un-American bigots. Now, when you think about America, you think about a few things. You think about a flag. You think about,
I don't think about the flag. I think about freedom.
Well, the flag for a lot of people stands for freedom. They're misinformed.
Right.
But the flag's, you know, flag's a great thing.
Okay.
Betsy Ross, the whole deal. Pledge of Allegiance, you know, it's a little weird. But you think about the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah,
with
sure.
The poem there, the great,
beautiful poem.
The new Colossus. Give me your tired. Give me your poor. That doesn't say give me your wealthy and educated, okay?
No, that's nowhere in the poem.
Doesn't say give me the elite, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, yearning to grow rich and work with us. No, it says give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, okay? Not a bunch of armed guards standing at the border ready to shoot down any brown man that dares come near. That's not freedom. That's a police state, and it's sickening.
It's also not, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses so that we might feed them, clothe them, and give them jobs.
Absolutely true. You know as well as I do, you agree with me that welfare is armed robbery perpetrated by the government. It's the Democrats buying votes with guns.
Right. What we are supposed to do, our role as Americans, as freedom-loving people, our role is to open our borders and give everyone on the planet the opportunity to be free.
Wait a minute, whoa. What about tuberculosis?
You know, the tuberculosis, I understand.
You said last segment that you supported immigrants being screened for tuberculosis.
3 days? Are you willing to go 3 days?
No, I'm willing to. I'm not willing to have any sort of enforcement bureaucracy at all. I don't want to pay for it.
I'm willing to move towards freedom.
Well, so am I, but and moving towards freedom means cutting back on the bureaucracy, okay? I don't want to quarantine anybody. And as that last guy that called in pointed out, he pointed out that there was some sort of a tuberculosis outbreak in the southern area of the states, and I went around and even Googled for it. I couldn't even find crackpot sites with that that kind of reporting on it.
It's
not happening. I mean, tuberculosis, according to WebMD, is a bacterial infection that's most often found in the lungs, can spread to other parts of the body. The TB in the lungs is easily spread to other people.
I mean, nobody's also taking into account the fact that we don't need to offer tuberculosis inspections on people. We don't need to enforce that, because all you would need to do is take all that money that you're spending on sending guns to the borders and
quarantining them
for 3 days, and all the people watching on the borders, and instead just set up free health inspections along the borders. Who poor coming to this country isn't going to want to take a free visit to the doctor?
A great point. And I think there'd be plenty of people that would be willing to contribute to a charity like that. And plus, if you're going to get a job somewhere and they notice that you're sick, they're probably going to say, well, now, hold on, we need to check you out. I mean, if it's obvious that people are getting sick, the marketplace will come up with solutions. They come up with easy, affordable. I mean, look at the flu shots out there. That's mostly a market-based function, isn't it? I've seen the grocery store offering people flu shots.
So I'm curious, did you do a search? I know you were looking over there on the break. Did you do a search for drug-resistant tuberculosis?
Yes, I did. Specifically drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Yeah, and
I attached the word immigrant in there so I could see if I could get even crackpot websites, and I didn't.
Another point that what was the gentleman's name?
Paul.
Paul. Another point that Paul brought up was that Mexicans live in refuse, and
And he compared them to Cubans that have been living here for generations. Well,
also, poor people have a tendency to live in more wretched conditions.
I'll take you to a trailer park full of white people living in trash. There's plenty of people that live in trash.
Well, I'll tell
poor
you,
people, it's just
our trailer park whites are wealthy compared to the people living out of the district of, you know, the federal district in Mexico City. These people essentially collect trash, build houses out of that trash, and live in them. They're poor. Poor, poor. Like, they've got nothing poor. And that's what the poem says. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send me the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. America's the golden door. And it's supposed to be open.
And by the way, that's a golden door of opportunity. It's not a golden door of a welfare state.
No, you don't chip off a piece and take it with you.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Me and Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Eddie.
I want to tell you something about the World Health Organization.
Please do.
In the late 80s or middle 80s, they went down to the Philippines, and they inoculated all the young girls with tetanus shots.
Okay.
And And about a year later, an American team went down there because they got the complaint that all the young women that got pregnant were losing their babies immediately. So they went down and they happened to check. And in those tetanus shots was also mixed the same chemical that the woman's body produces when she gets pregnant to ward off foreign agents in her body. So that when she got pregnant, the baby was a foreign agent.
Wow, so essentially it was the body was treating it as such and shucking it out, basically.
Right, so essentially the World Health Organization, I don't trust them as far as I could throw a 20-ton tank.
Thank goodness. I knew I was, I mean, I've heard nothing but bad things about them. They're a UN-based organization, and it would seem to me that most of these anti-immigration zealots out there would be the same types of people that normally would oppose the UN. But look at this. The WHO comes up with some study that supports their position,
well,
so then all of a sudden they throw out their opposition to the UN and right out the window.
Well, let me tell you something. For all the billions of dollars that the UN has gotten, the World Health Organization, UNESCO, and everything else, you show me one territory in this whole damn world that they took and made it better. The only territory that they took over control of was Haiti. And now they got 500,000 people in prisons over there.
Yeah. I mean, you've been there. You've been to Haiti. Haiti's the most wretched place in the Western Hemisphere. It is.
And you know why? Because we installed the government there. And then when he started helping the people, they didn't like him, so they shucked him out of there to South Africa. All right, and now they got another one in there.
Did they have somebody besides Aristide? I thought
he's gone.
I thought he was the president in exile or something.
No, he's gone. But you see, here's what most people don't realize: when they go into a country and they get the people that they want in charge of the government, you know who takes control of the money? The central bankers.
Oh boy!
Okay. Always the central bankers.
They're a bunch of troublemakers.
Well, they're the ones who make up the money and charge for making it up, and the money isn't worth the paper it's written on.
No doubt about it, Eddie. Thanks, man. We appreciate you being out there. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. On the way here, somebody calling themselves an old Clear Channel friend. I wonder who that could be. We'll find out coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Because you and I used to work at the big Clear Channel, Mark, so we'll explore this coming up. Also, immigration, whatever's on your mind, you take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. We've got over 650 unique pages. All of the content has been created by you, the listeners. We turned the wiki on, plugged it in, and then set you to it, and you created everything that's there. In fact, you can add to it, you can edit it, wiki.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the Amplifier Only line, and Lauren Canario calling in from New London, Connecticut. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, how you guys doing? We've got some good news this evening.
Really? I had just heard that two of the homeowners there had actually sold out to the city. So that's obviously not the good news. What else is going on up in New London?
Oh, that was right. Yesterday, that was the deadline for the people to either take the offers or be charged rent and back taxes. And two of the people did sell out, so went down to the kilo 4 this morning.
Right.
But
it was the kilo
today,
7.
Right. And one sold back in October, and two yesterday, leaving the kilo 4. And today, Governor Rell, governor of Connecticut, has made a recommendation that they give the city give the titles back to the property owners.
Really?
Which is a big, big breakthrough. Of course, it's not binding on the city, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a recommendation.
It's a recommendation. It's not binding. The city council meets on Monday, and supposedly they're supposed to make a statement here pretty soon, maybe even this evening.
Hmm. The city council, you mean?
Yeah, the New London City Council.
Because essentially what's happened is the deadline that they set for you either give up your homes or we kick you out, basically, has passed. And these four remaining homeowners are saying, we're not giving up anything. They're going to hold all the way through. Isn't that right?
Yep, that's right. But if they get their titles back, who knows?
They win.
What can happen then?
Yeah, wow, awesome. And you're still out there, just sort of you're living, I guess, in one of the apartments of one of the individuals that owns some of these places that are currently being, the titles are being held by the city. The city stole those titles back, I think, in like 2000 or 2001. And I wonder if they give the titles back, are they going to still try to play games with them by saying, well, now you still owe us for rent for the last 4 years? Do you think they're still going to mess around with them, or will it all be over after that?
Gee, there's, details. We don't know the details yet. We don't even know if the city council is going to accept the recommendation. But last time, the Governor Rell made a recommendation to not evict us. The city council followed her recommendation.
Hmm. Well, definitely keep us informed, Lauren. I know that you're on the case, and clue us in when anything else happens. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to an old Clear Channel friend calling from somewhere. Hello.
Sorry, man. Hey. Well, yeah, I've had this nasty chest congestion. You know, I made out with my Mexican housekeeper a couple weeks ago. I'm not quite sure what she gave me, but what's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Todd? How are
hey,
you?
Todd.
Oh, I'm fantastic, brother.
Good to hear, man.
You know, I heard my name spoken today on my daughter's MySpace, which I'm really, I don't want to go into that whole subject.
wait, why not?
well, you know, there's been a lot of news spread recently about young ladies and their MySpace web pages, and you know, I kind of tend to be a little overbearing when it comes to my children, as well, I'm sure you remember.
And you're overbearing about being, you know, about being overbearing about your children. When I couldn't find contact information for you, I thought, hey, I remember, he's got a daughter. I bet she's on MySpace.
And sure enough.
Sure enough.
And there she was in all her glory for you to ogle at, I'm sure.
I was looking for you, man, and I couldn't ogle at you. You don't have a profile.
You damn, sorry. You're still restricted by radio decency laws, aren't you?
We sure are.
We certainly are.
But do you fall under the Clear Channel umbrella anywhere across the board?
Hopefully at the end of this month we will, yes. I'm sorry to hear that. No, I'm not. It's awesome, actually, that we're going to be getting on another Clear Channel station, because it's going to lead to more of them. And we're getting on, hopefully, in Grand Rapids, as a matter of fact. So
Grand Rapids. Right. There's a rockin' town right there.
Now, back to protecting your daughter, Todd. She is turning 18 this summer, isn't she?
She is turning 18. We just attended her graduation from high school 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm a tough guy. But I shed a little tear that day when I saw her walk out in that cap and gown, man.
Wow.
It was a long road, you know, but...
Butterfly kisses somebody.
yeah, right. You know what I'm saying. It was a good butterfly kiss.
I love that song. I tear up whenever I hear that damn song. I've got no children.
She and I cracked open a beer and, you know, slammed them together and downed it shotgun style. You know, good stuff.
Are you admitting to contributing to the delinquency of a minor on the radio?
I admit to nothing of the sort. She may have consumed it in my presence, but I did not give it to anybody.
I see.
Set it down and she picked it up?
She got it out of the fridge on her own.
You know what, though? I gotta say I'm proud of her. She didn't go out and party after graduation. She went straight home. The girl has been living pretty much on her own for the last 7 months. Her mother bailed on her. Took off to Nebraska.
Nice.
To be with her new boyfriend, boy toy, whatever you want to call him.
Right.
And paid up the rent in the house for another 7 or 8 months and said, we'll see you later.
Took her through graduation and now she's on her own?
This was back in December, yeah. She took off and, you know... God bless the fact that I raised a decent child, because she's working two jobs and going to school, paid all the bills, and, you know, I helped her out, of course. But,
sure.
But, yeah, it was fantastic. So, anyhow, I don't want to talk, I don't want to, you know.
Well, that's fine, because
take all your time talking about my daughter. I mean, you know, this is a, one of, you know, your favorite political talk that you have.
You have to make sure to get us your signature, man, because we definitely want to slap your mug on the DVD sets when they come out here shortly.
Well, I better get a copy if I'm going to put a signature.
We could work on that. I think we can.
I know you can. But
so what's going on?
Hey, you know, what's going on? Let's see. I've left the corporate giant Clear Channel.
Right.
Left back in August of last year. I'm now the IT manager at the Longboat Key Club.
That's very posh. That's a very expensive resort, by the way.
Tough gig, you know. My office is on the third floor overlooking the Gulf of Mexico.
So has any rich millionaires taken you on as their boy toy?
I haven't been rectally inspected by any of the wealthy men there, no. But I have been taken out onto the golf course by several wealthy millionaires.
That sounds like fun.
And treated to, you know, a nice round of golf. And it's a good thing. I mean, you know, they're paying me what Clear Channel never could. I'm finally being paid what I'm worth.
Excellent, Todd. Well, we're glad that you're doing well, man. And as always, it's excellent hearing from you here on Free Talk Live. And keep in touch, all right?
I sure will. I'll call in and express my feelings on the conflict in Iraq as they have changed over the years.
Cool. Well, we look forward to it, man. And have a great night, dude. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. For those of you listening to the Classic Archives, the amplifiers that have access to the Classic Archives, Todd is actually going to be replacing Mark on the show.
Yep, I got canned.
As time goes on. So you'll hear more of him if you've been tuning into the Classic shows. More on the way. This is your show. We'll get back into some immigration, the environment, and more. It's all coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free numbers 800-259-9231. The Friday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com.
So I was impressed that before the break we had Todd on the show for any amount of time without him actually making a fart joke. It was impressive. Times have changed.
I guess so. It sounded like his opinion on Iraq had changed. We didn't get a chance to go over that with him, yeah. So maybe he'll call in again.
You know, it's happened to many, many, many Americans out there.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like a good idea. It looks like we were going to be able to handle the situation. Heck no. What a disaster.
Well, it's never a good idea to violate the Constitution and move troops overseas.
See, and that's what the wiki is good for now. As we make predictions over the years, people can write them in the wiki, and we can see over time what percentage we're right on.
Let's go to the phones. Mark in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great, Mark. What's up?
I was just wondering what your thoughts were on what's happening with Iran and the impossible war that's about to really start there.
Bad, bad, bad. No, no, no. There you go. What else do you need to... I mean, really, what did you think our thoughts would be?
I don't know. I just haven't heard too much from you guys on it, and I figured...
Funny, we talked about it last night, as a matter of fact, on the show.
Well, you know, not everybody listens to every minute of it.
That's true.
True.
That's true. We did. Actually,
As much as you might listen to every minute. Well, not everybody does.
We had something from Charlie Reese, and he had pointed out that once again the administration is lying to get us into a war with Iran. In fact, Mark, you have a story about somebody we mentioned last night. This guy that basically created a just totally fabricated the story about how Iran has passed some law.
Amir Tahari.
I heard that earlier.
You know, the thing is Iran, if it is developing a nuclear, or it does have nuclear power for energy purposes, they haven't done anything wrong. And
building a bomb isn't wrong either.
They would be the 41st country in the world to have a nuclear weapon. That doesn't, I can't see that that's a terrible thing either. And the idea that they might be able to shoot this bomb into the air, into space, and affect us adversely by, you know, knocking out power in the United States, or, you know, shooting an ICBM into New York City or something like that. This is the kind of thing that politicians nowhere do. They don't want to have one shot back, because for every one ICBM they've got, and they have none, an ICBM is a really advanced rocket. It has nothing to do with nuclear power. For every one that they've got, we've got 100.
Yeah.
And their country is about the size of Texas. I mean,
one thing's for sure, the leader of Iran is not a suicide bomber. He's not going to give his life up for some sort of Muslim thing. He wants to enjoy his wealth. He wants to enjoy his power. And launching a nuclear weapon is going to put all of that in jeopardy. So, yeah. Any thoughts for us?
Yes. The other thing is, with the nuclear weapons, that with all the uranium enrichment, the uranium they're enriching can't even be used as a nuclear bomb form. It would take like 10 times to 100 times the work to actually do it that way.
Details, details. Mark, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. What's the story about this guy, this muckraker, essentially, the man that made up a story from Iran about... The story was essentially that they created a new gold star for Christians and some other, I guess, groups, non-Muslim groups, were to be labeled. And the news reported on it as though it was, you know, the new Hitler, the new Nazi regime, when in fact it was total fabrication.
Well, it was this little story that 2 weeks ago Amir Tahari published an op-ed in Canada's National Post about an Iranian law that forced Jews to wear a yellow stripe. The story, reminiscent of Nazi Germany, quickly proved and provoked an outrage, but was just as quickly revealed to be total fabrication.
Wow.
It also ran in the New York Post. Apparently, this is just the sort of reliable...
Fact-checking!
Yeah, reliable advice that President Bush needs. Yesterday, Tahari had a face-to-face with the president as one of a small group of experts on...
Wait.
Now, this is Capitol Hill Blue, I believe. No, Raw Story. So,
you're saying that the president met...
Bush is like, that guy can lie well. I want him on my cabinet.
How can you help me? I want to invade.
I've been caught on all mine.
Yeah, I mean, really, can you imagine what they talked about? I mean, what are they talking about in there? Closed-door session. They're probably strategizing some sort of propaganda campaign.
Well,
to get people behind this war effort.
I don't know.
What can we do? My ratings are hurting. I need to come up with something. You're creative.
I mean, I can only imagine.
My daddy said don't do taxes. I say 10 new wars.
10 new wars. He doesn't have enough time for 10. He'll have to abolish elections to actually
get 10 countries involved. It counts. I want to mention, because we brought up the nuclear developments and developing nuclear power, I just want to mention something. There was an article on PhysOrg, that's PhysOrg.com today, about China has developed and is testing in July a new fusion reactor.
And what's the relevance? And
what's the relevance on that? Fusion reactor. Fusion is the power that we've been seeking for the past, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. And it was
cold fusion?
No, not cold fusion. This is hot fusion. Not fission, fusion. And this is the one that, you know, just basically, it's the power of the sun, essentially.
They're going to be creating the power of the sun in a laboratory, is what you're telling me?
Yes, well, in a reactor.
There's a lot of hydrogen and helium doing its fusion thing at the sun. Yeah. There'll be a little bit at this, as far as the power.
It's basically a controlled nuclear explosion.
For the purposes of powering
the
city?
Not explosion, though. I mean, it gives off force and heat.
No,
but
that's fission. Fusion is an explosion.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. 800-259-9231.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, boy. We'll have to look it up. Immigration debate, that's on the way. Your calls as well. The GOP up to some dirty tricks in Minnesota and more. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is free. What do we ask in return? That you vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote. It takes you less than a minute's time. All you need is an email address. It's very simple. And it makes a big difference for us. When you vote for Free Talk Live, it keeps us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I think we're currently ranked at number 2. I checked earlier today. And that's good. We certainly want to stay at number 2 or move higher. So we need your votes, and we need to get a lot of them. In fact, we need to more than double our vote count from last month, which means that not only should you vote at vote.freetalklive.com, but we'd really appreciate it if you asked a few other people to do it. Vote. freetalklive.com. So we went away a moment ago debating over fusion, fission. What did we learn, Johnson?
That Johnson's right.
And just to recap.
That hot fusion is hot for a reason. It's the temperature of the sun. I mean, it's so hot it could ignite the atmosphere around it. It is basically a nuclear explosion inside a very contained environment.
Yeah.
They've got various methods of containing it. A lot of them use magnetics. Lots and lots of water.
Doesn't it also say in here somewhere, we were looking at the Wikipedia entry on this, doesn't it also say that it could be self-sustaining, meaning it creates enough energy to continue on into infinity?
Right.
Well,
even though it's hot, though, that's the
it
problem.
Has to be fed hydrogen to
it still
sustain.
It still has to be fed fuel,
essentially,
but it doesn't have to be.
It couldn't go on forever, but it could consume the Earth.
Yeah.
Turn us into a star.
Well, I don't know. More like a flare.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. You take bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I have an update on the free speech trial in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Another update?
Yes.
Okay.
Although it's not quite 100% about the trial itself, but about some of the things that occurred around the trial. Mm. As I mentioned to you yesterday, maybe we should give some background.
Sure.
Two protesters, free staters, arrested in Manchester back in February for standing near a free speech zone when President Bush was in town, but refusing to enter it.
Right.
They were told they had to be herded into this free speech zone, and they said, no, we're going to stand right here on this street corner with all these other people who were just standing around.
Arrested, charged with disorderly conduct.
Yeah, the only thing they had was the signs. That was the only difference between them and the other people that were standing around.
Right.
They were arrested just because they had signs. Anyway, charges were dropped against them yesterday in court, so that was a victory there. 25
awesome.
Pro-liberty protesters there to support them in court and outside the court.
So what's the news?
Well, the news is that one more piece of information, which I told you yesterday, one of the protesters, when he went into courtroom to remind the police that the people are armed and they have a right to keep and bear arms, brought four guns with them and checked them at the metal detector.
Right.
He said, here are my guns, but first, you guys can have them, but I just want you to remind, maybe making a point, we've got the right to carry them. And so the police, of course, were shocked and spent a lot of time trying to unload the weapons.
Yeah.
And doing other things with them. And the interesting thing in it, and I didn't know this yesterday, they tried to keep one of the guns.
Really?
And they were, it was some kind of, I think he called it a pin gun or something like that.
Right.
I don't know what that is. But anyway, they didn't know what to make of it, didn't know whether it was legal. So they ratted him out to the ATF.
Oh, boy.
And, they're waiting for the ATF to get back to him to find out whether this is a federally approved firearm.
Oh,
or
my.
Not.
So they still have his gun.
Well, no, they eventually gave it back, but they said they're looking for anything they can find to charge him with.
Ugh. We have quite a fight ahead of us, Dave. Thank you for the update. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Jody in Alberta wants to talk about First 1000. There's a drug that is, well, not too popular, but yet states around the country are starting to ban it. We'll talk about that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.